This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's not every morning that 6-year-old Christopher Chavarria hitches a ride to school from the Boston Police Department. That's exactly what happened earlier this week in a moment captured on video by faculty at East Boston Central Catholic School. The trip marked the culmination of a march organized by the school in show of support for Chavarria as he begins a battle against childhood cancer. WBUR's Liz Gillis has more.
Tuesday was an exciting day for Christopher Chavarria. First, the whole school marched to his house. And then he got a ride back from the police captain and a fleet of officers on motorcycles. But his favorite part?
I went in the train.
A trip on the Blue Line with all his friends. He calls it a field trip.
I've done field trips a lot in the train because I'm sick.
Christopher was diagnosed with leukemia earlier this year, before the start of school. At first, doctors said his family should take him out of East Boston Central Catholic, a private school he's attended for the last 2 years. Treatment requires frequent hospital visits, which means absences from school. For his parents, missed days at work. His mom quit her job just to keep up. That, plus medical bills, meant his parents didn't think they could afford tuition anyway. But when his parents approached the school about withdrawing, Principal Robert Casaletto began planning fundraisers and other ways to offset the financial burden.
We've always said our school is a family, and this was an opportunity to really see it firsthand.
In the months since, parents and faculty have rallied around Christopher and his family. Typically, the school participates in a Boston Breast Cancer Walk at the beginning of October. This year, they plan something a little closer to home.
So we decided we'll do a fundraising walk from our school to his house.
Casaletto enlisted the help of the Boston Police, who coordinated with the MBTA to bring everyone back before lunch. He estimates that in total, more than 200 students, parents, and community members came out for the event. In a way, this event marks the beginning of Christopher's journey. His treatments will get more difficult and time-consuming. Casaletto says parents are calling him to ask what they can do next. The first grade teachers are planning tutoring schedules and home visits. Victor Chavarria, Christopher's father, said the support means a lot.
When you find out medical conditions like this about your son, you might say that you don't need help, but eventually you're going to need some help from someone. And we feel like the school has been there to us.
Tuesday's walk coincided with a Catholic holiday, Feast of the Guardian Angels. And that's the name the students wore on bright orange shirts above their classmates' school photo. Christopher's Angels. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Elizabeth Gillis.